A selection of H-alpha emitters at Z equals 2.1 to 2.5 using the K's band photometry of ZFOURGE, by Yasunori Terao et al. Large and less biased samples of star-forming galaxies are essential to investigate galaxy evolution. H-alpha emission line is one of the most reliable traces of star-forming galaxies because its strength is directly related to recent star formation. However, it is observationally expensive to construct large samples of H-alpha emitters by spectroscopic or narrowband imaging survey at high redshifts. In this work, we demonstrate a method to extract H-alpha fluxes of galaxies at Z equals 2.1 to 2.5 from K's broadband photometry of ZFOURGE catalog. Combined with 25 to 39 other filters, we estimate the emission line fluxes by said fitting with stellar population models that incorporate emission line strengths. 2005 galaxies are selected as H-alpha emitters by our method and their fluxes show good agreement with previous measurements in the literature. On the other hand, there are more H-alpha luminous galaxies than previously reported. The discrepancy can be explained by extended H-alpha profiles of massive galaxies and a luminosity dependence of dust attenuation, which are not taken into account in the previous work. We also find that there are a large number of low-mass galaxies with much higher specific star formation rate, SSFR, than expected from the extrapolated star formation main sequence. Such low-mass galaxies exhibit larger ratios between H-alpha and UV fluxes compared to more massive high SSFR galaxies. This result implies that a starburst mode may differ among galaxies. Low-mass galaxies appear to assemble their stellar mass via short-duration bursts while more massive galaxies tend to experience longer duration, greater than 10 mir, bursts. This was a selection of H-alpha emitters at Z equals 2.1 to 2.5 using the K's band photometry of ZFOURGE, by Yasunori Terao et al.